Good morning. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishments. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we feature the Capital District Women's Employment and Resource Center. Joining us this morning, we welcome their executive director. And Elizabeth, the correct pronunciation of your last name?
Gauthier.
Gauthier. As you know, there are many different pronunciations of that. I heard Gaucher, everything else. So, Gauthier. Elizabeth Miller Gauthier, thank you very much for being with her.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. All right. So, tell us about the Capital District Women's Employment and Resource Center. You've been around a long time.
Yes, we are celebrating 30 years of helping women return to the workplace. We are a nonprofit organization that helps displaced homemakers return to work. Those are women that are in transition, have lost their source of support due to separation, divorce, widowed. If they're married, their husband is not working. And we also are working with women who leave the workforce to take care of an elderly parent and then needs to return. Single moms are also in the eligibility requirements for our women to receive free services for career readiness, job training, and employment.
What are the challenges in doing what you do?
The challenges are, as an organization, this is a very unique population, and so funding can be very difficult. We have ebbs and flows with the New York State funding, and so we really reach out to the community to help us to offset some of those costs that enable us to keep our doors open.
The challenges for women, and I'm hoping you can talk just a little bit about this, is to... of the challenges of you see of putting women in the workplace and working through the various challenges that they have in their lives. When it comes to the workplaces and getting them placed, what are those challenges?
Well, the first thing is starting with the women, and we call them students because they're there because they want to learn. And so the first challenge is to help them with their self-esteem, to help them transfer their skills to something that's marketable. And then we reach out to the employers to interview and hire our women that have a gap in their work history. We're still seeing some women that have a 10, 15, 20-year gap. They stayed home with the children, and then because of a life experience, a death, divorce, separation of their spouse, they need to return to the workplace. So we encourage the employers to connect with us, to hire our graduates. These women are mature individuals. They have a wonderful work ethic. They have a desire to succeed. And with their background, education, and goals, they will succeed.
What do you have to achieve and over the period of time to graduate from the program?
Well, we have a couple different ways that we serve women that are looking to get back into the workplace. We have a 2-week customer service training program, and we provide that 4 to 5 times each year. But we also work with individual services. So we will help them with their resume, their cover letter, computer literacy. They have a phone and they know how to email, but they don't know how to attach their resume or go onto a job board to utilize that email to find employment. We help them with the internet. And again, we connect them with employers that are willing to take a look at a resume with the gap in her work history.
And at that point, when they graduate the program, you point out that 85% of those graduates are placed, and rather quickly.
Yes, they are. When they complete, this is for our employer training, the 2-week customer service computer training. When they graduate, we have an 85% placement rate, and we continue to work with the women until they find employment. We have follow-up classes. We also work with Microknowledge. Microknowledge provides additional classes for our women, and we have ongoing support services to help them find employment.
The employment that they find, is do they consider that to be I know the answer to this question is it depends, but I'm going to ask it anyway, okay. Which is when they get placed, is that considered to be long-term, short-term, a bridge, a gateway? How do you look at it?
Many times it is an entry-level position. It's building their confidence, letting them know that they can do it. And then from there, they can either go for a lateral promotion or network. We try to network with companies that will promote from within. And so it's really just the stepping stone to the success for their careers.
One of the things that I want to get into some more aspects of the program, but I think it's important to just take a moment to realize that tomorrow you're having your big event, which is to honor many of the people who have worked so hard for you.
Yes. We have our 30th anniversary celebration. We've been celebrating all year. We've been working a lot with social media. Nicole Smith has really helped us out with that. And it's a way for us to really thank those sponsors and donors and men and women in the community that have helped us keep our doors open so we can continue to serve women in transition.
So this program is a nice way to say thank you, and also a nice way to celebrate your 30th anniversary, and will be taking place at the Hilton Garden in Pearls of Work.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So the pearls, the symbol for the 30th anniversary is a pearl, and it signifies transformation and potential. Very similar to our women, you start with a grain of sand, and it's cultivated into something of great worth and beauty. And it's there when you open up the shell. The beauty is there, just like our women. They have it inside them. It's just a matter of revealing it and letting them believe it.
And again, that'll be taking place tomorrow. We mentioned this segment, of course, is underwritten by Seymour Fox Foundation, but you received a grant from them as well, which is helping you just get the stuff you need for the training
in the
classroom.
Yes, we are so thankful for the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation. We just received a grant to help us with training supplies and necessary software to keep our computers up to date and our lab current for our women to have the best training that can be provided.
Which is great because you need that, and obviously this is something that's ongoing. Is it possible for you to tell us in general terms, but some of the success stories that have come out of work that you have seen?
Oh, we have a lot of success stories, and I actually brought a quote with me. I'll just skip back to tomorrow. At the Hilton Garden Inn, it's 11 to 12 is our networking, and then 12 to 1:30 is our program. We are honoring our 32 Pearls of Work, the two Pearls of Distinction, Marjorie Adams. She's been our employment and training coordinator since 2001, helping to place thousands of women. And then KeyBank, who has been a huge support of work since the beginning. But the work graduates, we will have more than 20 graduates there that will share their stories and let you know about how the training has really changed their lives. Lori says, the exceptional training I received at work equipped me with the skills I needed to transition from my 30-year career as a performer to my current role at M&T Bank. Just as M&T Bank provides strong community support and fosters solid partnerships, work helps build new foundations for women, positioning them for every chance at future success.
Doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't.
Overall, and if you don't want to answer this question, that's fine. But overall, when you think of this as a community and as a our region, are we a good place in placing women? Is it a good place for women in work?
Oh, it's an excellent place. We are. We have 13 centers throughout New York State, and Albany. We have one of the highest placement rates because we have dedicated employers that will assist and hire our graduates, interview our graduates, give them feedback. as to valuable steps that they can take to improve. I have one employer, James Sidford, on behalf of Austin Company. For 30 years, work has prepared and inspired women on a life-changing journey to independence and success. As volunteers and sponsors, we are proud to be a part of this mission. We have a very small staff, Joe. We have 2 full-time and 3 part-time staff, and we help more than 300 women each year because of our volunteers. Our volunteers on committees, our board of directors, our sponsors, and the community.
So a small staff doing a lot of work.
With a lot of volunteers.
With a lot of volunteers.
And we are very grateful.
And I would assume that there are occasions where former people who have gone through the program and are now working come back and volunteer.
Yes, yes, we
it
have.
It usually seems to be the way of people who can speak best about the program.
We have several. We have several volunteers. And tomorrow they will be helping us with our major event as well.
So 2 interesting stats in the moment that we have left. Every year you serve at least 300 women. For every dollar donated, $14 goes back into the New York State economy. That's a very good rate of return, isn't it?
It is. It is. Our women, many of them have nowhere else to turn. They're not on unemployment because they haven't worked in a very long time, and they may not be eligible for services, social services. And if they are, we're helping them to get off of those government subsidies, and they are becoming working taxpayers and giving back to the economy.
Well, the work is so important, and it is the Capital District Women's Employment and Resource Center. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary, and they're going to be having their 30th anniversary celebration at the Hilton Garden Inn tomorrow, and it begins at 11, correct?
At 11, and we have reserved some seats for people who want to walk in, but you can also call me, 518-225-3131.
The number again is 518-225-3131. We'll have a link and information on our website as well, along with a replay of this interview. And you can find out more information by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you very much, Beth, for being with us. A great pleasure to meet you, and thank you for the great work you're doing in the community.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.